This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Friday, September 15th, 2006. And I am recording on the iRiver because my brand new computer arrived today. And I am currently in the middle of transferring all of the information over to the new computer from the old computer, so I cannot record a show. Because, you know, the new, I think all the iMacs or Macintoshes lately from Apple in the past couple of years have been able to do this thing where it transfers all the settings and all the email information, everything over to your new computer from your old computer. Well, I have so much stuff on my old computer, like video files and podcasts and all that stuff, that it's taking 2 hours to transfer the information over, so I can't waste any more time, so I have to record using the iRiver. And on top of that, I was supposed to record a show with Larry Vader tonight for his show, Little Fatty Cast, but I got online right before I started doing this computer thing, and Larry was recording with somebody else, so he said it'll be like 30 minutes, so I said, okay, I'll come back in 30 minutes. Well, I thought I would be able to transfer the information in that 30 minutes, but as it turns out, I was unable to do that. So Larry, right this minute, is probably saying, where the hell is Archer? And Larry, I'm so sorry, but the minute that that is finished copying the information over, I will get online. But, you know, by the time you're hearing this, it's past that point. Anyway, so the point is, I got this brand new 24-inch iMac, and it arrived a day early. And it is huge. Oh, my God, it's so big. I have it sitting right next to the 20-inch iMac, and the 20-inch iMac looks tiny compared to this 24-inch. It's unbelievable. So I'm sure I'll be spending time setting this one up and moving stuff around and, oh, just so much stuff. It's unbelievably huge. I can't get over how big it is, but I guess I should have realized that when I bought it. It was so cool because I was tracking, as I mentioned yesterday, I've been tracking the progress of the traveling of this computer across country. And as I said on yesterday's show, it was in Anchorage, Alaska. Well, I got up this morning and it had traveled from Anchorage, Alaska to Virginia. And it was at the FedEx sort facility in Springfield, Virginia, which is about a half an hour away or 25 minutes away or so. And that's what it was at about, I don't know, 5:30, 6 o'clock this morning. Well, then by the time I got to work and checked it again, it had already said it was on the truck for delivery. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. So I've been traveling and watching that. And then by, I think the next time I checked, because I didn't have time, was like lunchtime. And it said it had been delivered and at 10:52 in the morning. And it was signed for by the front desk here at my condo. And I know the lady's name who signed for it, so I know that it was safely there. Of course, then when I got home, I was debating whether I should go ahead and set it up or record a show first and talk with Larry Vader. But I changed my mind and went ahead and set up the computer. And that's where I am right now, as I'm still waiting for it to transfer the information over. And I'm actually not in the computer room. I'm in my living room because when you put the old iMac into target disk mode, the fan comes on full blast. So this loud fan noise in my computer room, so I'm not recording in there for the fear of the fan noise. But out here in the living room, it's kind of sounding like it's a cave because, as you heard on yesterday's podcast as well, I had crown molding installed today. And I haven't moved anything back into the living room except for the big pieces of furniture. And it sounds like there's an echo and it's very empty in here. But that's where I have to record. And speaking of the crown molding, oh my God, it is gorgeous. I cannot believe the craftsmanship of this guy who installed this crown molding. Now, he didn't get it completely done. He still has my dining room to do and one wall of the living room. But he did an awful lot today because he did the entire hallway, which is probably, let's see, that's probably 12 feet, and then there's another 10 feet, so it's probably 22 feet or 30 feet down the hallway. There's a jog in the hallway it goes, and then there's a little section that goes into the den. And then he did the entire living room, almost all of it, just one little short wall he didn't get done. But in the living room, my living room is probably 14 by 22, maybe 24 feet. I bet that's 20. That's easily 22 feet, I would guess. And he did the entire thing except for the one wall where the TV was, but because the damn thing's too heavy for me to move. But it is gorgeous. Every angle, like every point where the crown molding turns the corner or goes into a corner, the guy did a perfect job. The pieces come together perfectly. It is unbelievable. I can't get over how beautiful it looks. So it is well worth the money I spent to have this installed because the guy did an amazing job. And actually what this does is this tells me that this is the guy who will be doing my kitchen when I go with this designer to do my kitchen. So he will be impeccable in his work. So yeah, I'm just really, really, really impressed and pleased. And there's not a spot of dust anywhere. No sawdust. Even on my balcony, there's no dirt or wood scraps or anything. The guy is spotless. He did amazing work and very, very clean. I am extremely impressed, and I am going to definitely remember this for when I do the kitchen, and possibly I might want to do the crown molding in my bedroom and my computer room, but that's a future down the road when I get some more money. So the crown molding looks beautiful. I've got the brand new computer. Let's see what else is going on. This is definitely going to be a short show, like probably really short because I've got a million things I need to do. But I wanted to let you know that the new computer arrived and it's gorgeous and I got the crown molding up. Oh, you know, I did want to talk about, I did have two other, maybe three other subjects. Just briefly, I'll talk about them. Has anybody seen on YouTube this video of this guy who took a picture of himself every day for 6 years and then put it together into a really quick video? I think the video is maybe like 2 or 3 minutes long. Well, on one of the blogs that I read every day, Toll Road, I'm sure there are some other gay people out there who read it. This guy, he posts these different videos, and he posted this video of this guy who took a picture of himself every single day, and the video is so cool. If you haven't seen it, do a search for the guy. It's, I think his name is like Noah Kalina or something like that. NoahKalina.com, I think it is. I'm not sure. Now, see, if I was Madge Weinstein, I'd say, show notes person, could you please find that link and put it in the show notes? But I won't do that. Maybe Mike Hipp will do it, and he'll put it on the podcastsoup.net. Maybe. You'll have to check there. Mike, if you're hearing this, why don't you do that little research for me? Because I don't have time. Thank you, Mike. Anyway, the video is so cool because obviously it starts out with a picture from the very first day. I think it was 2000, like January 11th, 2000. And it goes all the way to like July something, 2006. And what the cool part is you can actually see this guy aging. If you look at his very first picture, or at least those pictures at the beginning, you'll notice that his eyes look rested and, you know, look like normal. But over the 6 years' time, he begins to get dark circles under his eyes, and they kind of droop, showing the age. And you can see that his hair has changed a million times in those 6 years, literally from day to day, it looks like. But one thing that doesn't change a bit was his mouth. If you look closely, his mouth stayed exactly the same. And his nose, I think, too. In every single picture, it was exactly the same. And you can tell that it looks like he moved at one time or changed the area where he was taking the pictures because the backgrounds change. And, of course, his clothing changes. But it was just really cool to see this guy age over 6 years' time and that you can actually see the aging in about, like, 3 minutes' time. I think the video was, like, 3 minutes long. Anyway, just something. Of course, it made me think, oh, okay, with this new iMac, with the EyeSight camera built in, I should try to do something like that over like maybe a year's time, take a picture of myself every day for a year just to see how I change. I don't know that I would change that much in a year, but I just think that's cool. And since now that I have this brand new iMac, I can start with this new computer fresh. And I don't know, that's just something to think about. Then I also saw on Toll Road, I keep saying that wrong. I think it's Toll Road. Homer corrected me. on Toll Road that there was a book banning taking place, I believe, in Washington State. But the interesting part was is that I have read the book that they're banning. It's called Geography Club by Brett Haringer, something like that. And it's another one of those, coming of age teen kind of stories where this guy realizes he's gay in high school and they start a gay club or like a gay alliance or something in the high school. I think that's what it is. And if I can remember the book, I have the book somewhere, but it's off my bookshelf because all the books are out of my living room because of the ground molding. So I can't really look at the book. Anyway, I was just, anytime I see like covers of books, on websites of books that I've read, I want to, read about what the hell, why is it on the thing? As it turns out, the school board determined that book was inappropriate for high school students, and they banned the book. And maybe it's because of the fact that it suggests that schools should have gay alliances, and of course I agree with that. But I just think it's wrong to ban books, period. I don't think you should be banning any books, especially from public libraries. Every book that is available, every book that's been published, I should say, should be available to the public. And you should not ban books in public libraries, period. I think all books should be available. So there's that. And then I was going to mention that on The View again today, Rosie O'Donnell was getting into it with Elizabeth Hasselbeck. They were talking politics again. And I didn't talk about it too much, but on, I think it was Tuesday's show, they were really getting into it. And Elizabeth and Rosie were just like going at it. And I don't know, I think I was talking to Chef Mark about this, that they moved Barbara Walters to the end. And oh, no, I know where I was talking about this with, I guess it was Chef Mark and Sarah and Mike Hipp the other night when we were doing the reality roundup, about how they moved Barbara Walters to the end chair and put Elizabeth Hasselbeck right next to Rosie. And I don't know if they did that on purpose to cause friction between them, but again today they were going at it. I wonder if Sarah from How Much Do We Love has started watching The View. I need to talk with her. Anyway, that's all I have, Bushman. So I know this is a short show, but I really have a million things to do, so I'm just cutting this short. But I need to thank people for the comments. More people left comments on the website, and now, for the life of me, I can't remember who they are. Vincent and Mark. Oh, Mark was giving me a hard time about blaming him for the racist profanity that we had on the show the other night. But I thought he was the one who started it, but it was funny anyway that because he left a comment on that show. And I think we got one from, is it Ramble Redhead? I'm not sure. Oh, speaking of Ramble Redhead, if you have not listened to his latest show, you need to, because he had on J. Michael Haas from the Daily Purge. And it was interesting because they got into a little bit of a debate about families accepting you being gay and how much do you talk to your families about it. And, are they open to hearing about your relationship if you're in a relationship. And J. Michael Haas was saying, I want to say J. Michael, but it's John Michael Haas. I know that. Anyway, Ramble Redhead said to him, well, does your family, he said, if you were dating someone, would you bring him to family gatherings and so on? And John Michael Haas was saying, well, it would really depend. I don't know. And he said basically that in his family that they all know that he's gay and they accept him and everything, but that they don't talk about it. And I need to actually send him a voicemail because I kind of, I guess I'm in that same kind of situation. I guess not really because everybody talks to my boyfriend and they all know him and stuff. But it's not like discussed all the, it's not like when I see them, they don't say, oh, well, how's your boyfriend and what are you guys doing? I mean, it's not like he's just accepted as my partner and that's like, I guess maybe that's the difference, that it's no big deal, but maybe that in John Michael Haas's family it's a little different and they accept him being gay, but they don't necessarily want to hear about it. Anyway, Ramble was giving him a little bit of a hard time about it, saying that, you just need to be yourself and be out, and if that includes your boyfriend, then that has to be the case and so forth. And anyway, it was a very interesting interview, and I think you should go and listen to it. And that's the Ramble Redhead show, rambleredhead.com, I believe. Or maybe it's rambleredhead at blogspot.com. I don't know. I think I have the link on my website anyway. All right, I really have to stop because I've got things to do, and I need to get on the computer to see if my computer has stopped up, transferring the information over. And then I have to get on and see if Larry Vader's around. If that's the case, maybe one day next week I will be on the little fatty cast. You'll just have to tune in and see. Oh, one last thing. Vincent from Malaysia made note, I should say, that Archer Radio's 300th episode is coming up. Well, this is episode 292, so in another 8 episodes, it'll be the 300th episode. Now, I've kind of gotten away from doing the whole celebratory thing. It's just another episode, but if you feel like you want to send the congratulations for the 300th episode, that would just be fine. And if not, that's fine, too. It's no big deal. It's, obviously, when I get to 300, I've decided I'm going to keep doing this podcasting thing for a while, so I'm sure that even after the 300th, we will continue to podcast. All right, boys and girls, have a wonderful weekend. Think of me out in the grapevines, harvesting the grapes on Saturday and drinking wine on Sunday. And hopefully we'll be back on Monday with a brand new show from the brand new computer. Of course, I will make note of that. All right, boys and girls, so have a great weekend. And until next time, bye. Archer Radio.